This program is brought to you by MyTech1 and by Entelix.
The content, information, and opinions expressed during the related show are those of the show personalities and guest alone, and not those of Vic Kanellis Media Group, its parent, affiliates, or stations. VCMG Live is not responsible for any content, information, or opinions expressed. User bears full responsibility for their reliance on such content, information, or opinions.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. And the goal of our program is to provide community leaders here in South Florida a voice on how they are helping the community in a digital, hybrid, in-person world. We also want to educate the local community on how these community leaders and associated organizations are working with people in our area. We want to be the connective tissue with the South Florida industry to encourage collaboration, foster relationships, and improve fundraising and grant opportunities. We hope to create a more vibrant community so all businesses in South Florida can thrive. Thank you for joining us.
Need reliable office solutions? DEX Imaging provides top-notch printers, copiers, and document management systems, along with cutting-edge software solutions to streamline your business workflows. Trust DEX Imaging for innovative technology and exceptional service. DEX Imaging, your partner in office productivity and your organization's profitability. For more information, call Tiffany Salas with DEX Imaging at 561-948-6363, extension 1339, or 954-643-0906.
Workplace violence is on the rise, and no industry is immune from it. Survival Response helps organizations prevent and prepare for unthinkable situations. Our program focuses on prevention as well as response, and we provide customized programs based on your unique situation. Visit us at www.survivalresponsellc.com for more information and to schedule a free consultation.
With over 20 years of industry experience, KWA Group Branding provides quality, on-time, and cost-effective custom imprinted promotional items that exceed the needs and objectives of our client. Promotional items include giveaways for participants at events, custom decorated apparel, corporate and donor gifts, awards and recognition items, banners, signs, and displays. Let us help you promote your brand, promote your event, and promote your life. Visit us at www.kwagroupbranding.com.
Do you have an aging parent who needs a helping hand? Look no further. Wisdom Senior Care is here to make life easier. From shopping trips to personal care, we got you covered. Whether it's companionship, Alzheimer's, and dementia care, or just a little extra help, we're your trusted partner. At Wisdom Senior Care, we bring the joy back to daily life. Call us today at 954-779-5989 and let us take care of you and your loved ones. Because with us, you're family.
Ladies Talk Cyber with your host, Tasha B. Powered by South Florida Community Roundup Show.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. I'm your host, David N. Reese, and I'd like to thank you for giving time out of your busy schedule to listen to some of our top leaders here in the South Florida community. Well, audience, as you well know, this is the fourth Saturday of the month, and then that's the time I turn it over to my good friend and technology expert, Ms. Latasha Butler, who's the host of our Ladies Talk Cyber.
As always, thank you, David.
I'd like to start today by introducing Ladies Talk Cyber. Ladies Talk Cyber is about building a community to help one another emerge, grow, and become the person they need to be. This spans across our professional lives and our careers, among raising our children, among just friendships, dealing with life situations, just being there for one another and helping us each grow through each one of our lives and through the wisdom that we develop over the years.
Through the awareness of technology in our everyday lives and how it's impacting not only us, but also our children and generation after generation. And I wanted to invite today a very special guest of mine, my oldest daughter, to share her insights and to what they experience in their era regarding AI.
As a techie of the house, she has been very well versed and grew up in the technology era. And I wanted to pick her brain and parents give you some perspective on the engagement with our children and where they are today. I thank you so much for this time.
And I hope that you are able to gain some valuable insight on today's show.
This one's for the parents. It's a little bit different, but I think it's relatable to a lot of people.
Mom, can I please get a belly piercing? AI said I'm old enough.
What? Parents, times have changed. We're going to take a couple snippets of use cases of AI for the current generation and how it's defining their growth and thought process.
Hello there.
Hey.
Hello, hello. So I know AI is part of your world, your everyday world. Tell me, please, how are you teens and kids utilizing AI today?
I would say most people or most teenagers right now, they use it during school for help when they don't understand a topic.
Okay, so in school, it's utilized for helping to understand like in math or in some kind of subject that you need additional assistance with.
Yes.
Okay. And is that to supplement tutoring or is that, do you just ask the teacher? I mean, why not just ask the teacher for help?
Because some teachers just aren't good at explaining.
Okay. So you want to bridge the gap. And so it's quicker, I guess, to reach out to AI?
Yes.
Okay.
Or when you're done with school and you need help. Or when you're done with school and you need help now.
Okay. So after school, you just, and how do you do this? How do you go about doing this? Do you just pull up an AI app?
Yes.
Are there any particular ones that you guys use?
The ones that I usually hear are GrowthMath, ChatGPT, and Answer AI.
Answer AI. Okay. All right. Well, that's interesting. So this is part of your day-to-day life. So what else, what are some other ways that you utilize AI outside of school?
Sometimes I use it if I need a schedule or if I want something and I need a way to go about asking for it.
Okay, so I do want to dive into that deeper. What do you mean, like if you want something and you need to go, you go ask AI on how to accomplish something, how to get your way?
Yep.
Oh, I like it with clarity, but okay, so do tell. Tell me more. How exactly does this work?
Parents, listen closely.
You type in what you want. So if I wanted a belly piercing, I type in how to convince my mom to let me get a belly piercing. And usually they'll say, wait until they're like not working and they're more in a relaxed state and ask them in a calm, like approachable way. And make sure like your room's cleaned. The house is clean. There's nothing that they have to be freaking out over. And ask them in a mature way.
Okay.
Offer things in return for what you want.
So AI tells you all this to convince your parents so you can get what you want.
Yep.
So does AI come back and tell you anything like, maybe that's not suggested? Or maybe you should wait until you're a little older or anything like that?
Nope, they give you what you want.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's interesting. Parents, if you ever see anything like this going on, make sure you check and verify. They're probably talking to AI. Okay. Wow. Thank you for that answer. So how much do you know about AI and where the information comes from?
I know AI is artificial intelligence. I'm not sure when it was first created. Or when it was first made.
Okay. What about the source of information? Like where? So AI is like a big brain, right? Would you see it as a big brain?
Yes.
Okay. And if you're asking AI and saying you need AI's assistance to get your way, then how do you know that AI is telling you the truth?
Well, you really don't know. If you really, really, really need the correct answer, then I would recommend asking multiple. That way, and making sure they all have the same answer. Because sometimes they'll have different answers, and one of them is wrong, one of them's right, and you don't know which one.
Huh. So depending on which tool you go to, you may receive a different answer.
Yep.
Okay, that's good to know. So I'm glad that you recognize that. Now, have you ever thought that maybe AI was wrong across the board, or maybe it was a little biased, like it doesn't include any kind of thorough thought behind it in comparison to asking a human? Why would you go to AI in comparison to asking an adult?
I feel like AI is more of a quick answer to a problem rather than going to someone else may take a little longer because obviously they're not a bot or a computer.
Okay, so instead of going to a human that's going to think things through, you'd rather go to AI that's like a big brain to get your answer.
Yep.
Okay. So I've experienced something in the past, and it actually had me very shocked, should I say? I was baffled, but I've experienced a situation where you've asked, say, your child to do something, and then, or you suggest something, and then they go look it up on AI. Please explain, why would someone do that today?
To make sure their parent was correct.
Okay, so being that you're asking your parent, or you're checking on your parent's recommendation, why would that be? They're your parent.
Sometimes they're not correct.
Really? Well, audience, this is definitely a different mindset. So what would you say are one of the best features in AI?
AI helps me get what I want.
It helps you get what you want. Wow. Okay. And how is that exactly?
It gives me plans.
Plans. So it thinks for you? No, it strategizes for you?
We work together.
You work together. Okay. So it's like your companion.
Yeah.
Okay. So is there any time that you don't use AI?
When I already know what to do. Or okay. I just feel like AI is not giving me a good enough answer and I can do better myself.
Okay. All right. If you could design your own AI app, what would it do?
I guess it would be just like all the other ones, but it would be like in a cuter app.
A cuter app?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, meaning like you would
have it decorated, have like a cute name for it, or they could customize the name.
Okay, customize the name of the avatar in AI, or because I know there's different ones. There's like Snapchat has AI, right? And then you have Copilot and you have all these other different tools that are AI. How would you change that for your needs or for the kids today? What would you say the kids would benefit from?
I think the AIs that are already made are already good enough. I don't think there's any changes that actually need to be done because I think they're always just going to be like that. I think sometimes they're just going to be wrong. Sometimes they're going to be right. And there's no way to really change that. Because it's just a bot.
Okay. That's a great response. Thank you for that. How do you think AI is going to look in the future? What do you think it's going to be able to help in your world as you grow up and you become an adult? What do you think AI is going to do for you guys, for your generation?
It's just going to be a better Google that gives you more information on what you ask. I don't think it's going to get that far or take over the world as many people think.
Okay. And as far as like speaking of like taking over the world and stuff in regards to like robotics and, you know, the robots that are able to speak and do expressions, human expressions and respond back. What do you guys think about that stuff?
Well, I don't think there's anyone our age that says that. I think it's more the adults that didn't really have technology their entire lives that think that. And I just don't think it's going to happen anytime. Like, I don't think it's going to happen at all, but definitely not anytime soon.
Okay. So do you see robots and AI being part of your life, your day-to-day life?
Yes, it's definitely going to be a part of life. Because I know Tesla has a new robot.
Okay. And what do you think about that?
It's okay. There's been robots around for a while. I don't really know if there's a difference between the robots from when I was younger or the Tesla robot now.
Well, technology is always emerging and changing. as we grow and we continue to evolve, you're going to see technology like none other. I can just kind of discuss about my background and what I've seen over the years. And it's like catapulting forward. And there's always the good and always the bad in everything you do and what we are exposed to, right? But it's maintaining that balance. What are you looking for on AI?
To find the perfect first car.
Wait, what? You just turned 14. Let's change the topic. Thank you, my love, for being part of the show. You provided some really valuable insight. Just please don't forget AI is just a tool and you have your own brain and experience to think and make decisions. Whoa, that was a lot. Let's get another parent's perspective. Based on what you've heard, what are your thoughts about AI and the utilization with kids and teens today?
Well, my kids are a lot younger and it raises my eyebrow a lot, you know, as far as are they able to learn on their own or will they rely on AI to do the work?
That's a very good point. I see that as well. And fast forward 4 more years, you know, where's AI going to take the thought process of our children? There's a movie called The Matrix that we can all relate to. And it's kind of like we're starting to see that world integrate, in my opinion, right? So who knows? But AI, it has its good, it has its bad. In regards to the kids and their development, are you seeing anything right now with your children? I know they're much younger. Are they starting to leverage the tablets and the technology on the tablets?
Yeah, they're using the computer. They're using the technology, the tablets. You know, my biggest concern on that is at what point will they stop using the brain and rely on AI?
To think. And as you heard earlier, to be their companion.
Right.
So what that makes me think as a parent is the kids, different than when we were growing up, the kids need more engagement outside. They need more personal interaction, doing these sports, doing the activities with other kids, because technology is actually truly taking over and that's becoming their best friend. So maintaining a healthy balance again is what I'm seeing. And perhaps in my household, because I am a techie, they've grew up on tech. And so now I'm seeing the results of that. So if there's anything I can share with the other parents, make sure you do not expose them too much to technology.
I just hope that the kids continue to build their social skills because they're going to need that and not rely on AI.
Right. And then just also AI has so many features that actually we can meet them where they are and we can actually integrate AI to help them study. In school, they're using it to verify or do fact checking with their teachers, with their parents. No longer do we have the days of we're the Omega or the Oracle. They check to get their way. They're leveraging AI to get the answers that they want. And I find that very, very intriguing. And I think today how it's making it a little bit more complicated to raise children.
Again, I'm just afraid that they're going to be so relying on AI for answers and without using their actual brain and making their own decision.
Right. I definitely agree with you and I could see the risk in that. Is there anything in particular that you as a parent and your family, within your family, you would suggest to make a change or do to prevent that?
I would just recommend, you know, just have the parents get more involved in your children's life.
Right. Participate in sports.
Right. And do outdoor activities, you know, ride bike and just, you know.
The simple things.
Just get out of the house.
Yes, I would agree. Mother Nature is the best medicine for life.
Yes,
it really is. Well, I really, truly thank you for your opinion on this and your feedback. This is, I hope everybody had gained something from this show. Technology is growing. And as you can see, depending on what area your kid is growing up in, technology is part of their world. Till next time.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it first. Thank you again, Latasha, for your guest. We look forward to next month when you'll have another great person in our community. Bye for now.
This podcast was powered by Intellex and by Dex Imaging.
If you would like to sponsor the show or be a guest on the show, please contact me, David N. Reese, and the number is 954-658-2196. Once again, 954-658-2196. Or feel free to email me at davidnreese@gmail.com. that's spelled DAVIDNREECE at email.com. See you next time.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.